This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Game 7 of the NLCS last night. Game tied at 3. Dodgers center fielder Cody Bellinger at the plate.
This time he hits the ball to deep right field. Cody Bellinger has done it! And the Dodgers lead in Game 7.
And that lead would hold up. The Dodgers knock off the Braves 4-3 in Game 7. They advance to the World Series for the third time in 4 years. The Braves led the Dodgers in the series 3-1 and just blew it. The Dodgers, on the other hand, epic comeback for them. And in so doing, in the League Championship Series, they tie the record for home runs hit. They hit 16 home runs against the Braves in the series. Now, we got to go back to Friday night for a moment. The Dodgers, at one point Friday night, were trailing the Braves 2-1. Trailing the Braves 2-1.
Yeah.
This is Friday night, top of the sixth. Now listen closely, because you are going to hear what it sounds like when worlds collide.
And Will Smith will face Will Smith. And Will Smith will have to guard anything close. The runners will go. There they go. And a high fly ball to left. Back at the wall. It is gone. Will Smith. The biggest swing of his young career. This is what it's like when worlds
collide. Will Smith homers off of Will Smith.
Wow.
It's a three-run Jimmy Jack, and that basically puts the Dodgers ahead, and they're going to go on to win that game Friday night.
That's crazy, man.
It is crazy. It's the first time it's ever happened in Major League Baseball history in the postseason that a player with the same name faced another player with the same name, pitcher versus batter. And in this case, the young Will Smith, the 25-year-old catcher for the Dodgers, gets the better of the veteran pitcher. But I want to show you a picture of Will Smith, the catcher. He looks like he's 15 years old. I kid you not, when you check into the World Series, look for Will Smith. He looks like a little kid.
He looks like he shouldn't be there.
He looks like he shouldn't be there. So Friday night, Will Smith was blowing up on Twitter because, honestly, you had to be happy for Will Smith. And on the other hand, it was devastating for Will Smith.
Yes.
It was very... It was.
You don't want to be the Will Smith that served it.
So if you didn't know anything about what was going on with that game, you're wondering, why is Will Smith, basically on all over Twitter? Why is he trending on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because of that Will Smith and the other Will Smith.
But not that one Will Smith.
The Dodgers will face the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow night in Game 1 of the World Series. Sunday night football, 49ers quarterback Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo, 3 touchdown passes. They beat the Rams 24-16. Redskins gambled and lost. They went for a two-point conversion following a late TD drive, and they lose to the Giants 20-19. If they kick the extra point, they go to overtime, but no. They gambled and lost. The Eagles needed a two-point conversion just to tie the Ravens and didn't get it. The Ravens are 5-1 after the 30-28 win over Philadelphia. The Buccaneers' defense all over Aaron Rodgers. He was picked off twice, sacked 4 times. He was pressured all day. Tom Brady, on the other hand, he hooked up with an old friend.
Brady lofts it. Gronkowski, he's got it for the touchdown.
Yes, Rob Gronkowski catches his first TD pass as a Buccaneer.
Nice.
They crush Green Bay 38-10. After the game, Tom screaming at Aaron Rodgers, "This one's for Danica." Could you imagine if he did that?
The Steelers. I can see the defensive backfield there doing it.
They could have, yes. The Steelers remain undefeated.
Two.
Easy win. They crushed the Browns 38-7. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield looked like dog crap, threw a couple of picks, including a pick six. Afterwards, this is what Baker said about playing the Steelers.
Got outplayed today, so that's what happens when you don't execute.
We got outplayed today. He's not aware that he got his ass handed to him. 38-7 was the final. It wasn't outplayed. It was a complete beatdown. The Browns could do nothing, pretty much, with the exception of that lone touchdown pass that he had. The Dolphins are 3-3. They beat the Jets 0-6 now for the Jets.
Oof.
Special moment for the Dolphins. Ryan Fitzpatrick comes out of the game.
There he goes. And a big ovation as Tua Tagovailoa trots on the field for the first time.
First time. Now, this is a guy that had a devastating injury in college, and he's made it all the way back, and he gets on the field, and basically he's just going to hand the ball off at the end of the game. But there's a really nice moment where after the game, he's just sitting on the field all by himself, just sitting there, and he's probably FaceTiming, a girlfriend or his mom or something. Pretty cool moment for Tua there for sure. The Broncos upset the Patriots 18-12, 6 field goals for the Broncos. The Patriots are 2-3. They're behind the Miami Dolphins and the Bills in that division. Not good. The Atlanta Falcons finally won a game. They beat the Vikings 40-23. Both Atlanta and Minnesota suck. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, he had three touchdown passes, but not in the first half. In the first half, he had three interceptions. He put Minnesota in a deep, deep hole. And after the game, a reporter asked head coach Mike Zimmer this.
Mike, is there ever a thought, like when he's struggling like that, to make a change just for the second half, just to be able to give the offense some life and maybe a fresh start?
No.
Okay, Minnesota fans, be prepared to win four games all season. Yeah. There you go. The Colts, the big comeback win against Cincinnati, 31-27. Nick Foles and the Bears move into first place atop of the NFC North at 5-1 after beating the Panthers. Afterwards, a fired-up Nick Foles.
We're not going to get complacent and say, hey, man, we're 5-1. This is it. No, like we're sitting there in the locker room after the game talking through it. Hey, we got to be better here. This is what we got to do here. Communication here, route running here. Hey, we got to be able to run the ball here. We know that. I know you're all going to ask those questions. We know that. And that's what's exciting, because we don't have to have y'all say, hey, you doing this? Hey, we know. But we also know that we're going to improve because we believe in one another. And that's what great teams do. Great teams find a way to win a game.
Yes. And then he took off his Superman costume and put his suit back on.
Napoleon Dynamite there outfit back on.
The Lions beat the Jaguars in a game nobody cared about. And finally this, and this is incredible, nobody really gives the Titans their due. Especially Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, in 18 starts now, has numbers equal to Patrick Mahomes over the last 18 games. No one talks about it. Ryan Tannehill has been playing great for a while. Yesterday, he threw for over 350 yards and four touchdowns, and his running back, Derrick Henry, ran for over 200 yards and had a couple touchdowns. It's the first time in NFL history that a quarterback threw for over 350 and a running back had over 200 for the same team in the same game.
They piled on the offense.
They did. 42-36 in overtime over the Texans. Here's your fun fact. When in captivity, octopuses can become so bored and stressed out that they just start eating themselves.
I believe it. Yeah.
I got nothing else to do. There's nothing going on. I can't attack anybody.
I can eat one arm.
I get seven more of these things.
This is the way some people chew their own hair.
By the way, speaking of eating eight arms, let's talk about spiders for a moment. Yesterday, my daughter, Summer, makes Halloween cupcakes. I come home. I was watching football with a friend.
Right.
I come home, and I walk in, and she's like, did you want a cupcake? You know, and they got, like, eyeballs and skeletons. And
cool.
This one that looks like a spider. I'm like, all right, I'll eat the spider. Yeah. So I pull it out, and everything was edible except for the legs of the spider, but no one told me. So
they were plastic?
Yeah, I ate about six of them. As they went down, I thought, boy, those are hard. And she goes, the sprinkles are kind of hard. And she goes, wait a minute, are you eating the spider legs? I said, everything's edible, right? Didn't you just say everything? And she goes, everything but the spider legs. I said, well, thanks for the heads up.
All right, I've just eaten some medical waste. Yeah, sort of plasticky.
Yes. So
that's going to be fun coming out the other side.
Pooping out six
passing that soon.
rubber spider legs or whatever they are. Plastic. Plastic
spider legs. Yes. Nice.
Thanks, Summer.
You got to warn people.
Yes.
You got to warn folks.
Let her know that before she opens her cupcake shop.
They look like chocolate spider legs.
Oh, I'm with you. No. If nobody tells me, I'm going to just be like, these are stale.
And she said some of the sprinkles seem hard.
Why
so
would
it was like a
so
setup.
It wasn't exactly,
She wanted me to eat
Why those. Would I
she
assume did, yeah. that the majority of the spider is edible, but the legs aren't?
Yes, I know.
I don't know. Seems to me you could paint those on pretty easy.
Yeah, but, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Summer.
That's okay. Lesson learned. It was only
16.
Dad.
Congratulations.
Trying to poison me.
Better sweet 16 over the weekend.